This is the SMB Community Podcast, the longest-running MSP-focused podcast in the industry.
I'm James Kernan. My background's IT sales, marketing, and leadership, and most recently, M&A advisory services.
And I'm Amy Babinchak. I help MSPs run stronger, more profitable firms from a tech-first perspective.
Here, you'll find practical insights for MSPs and IT service providers. Powered by Small Biz Thoughts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I'm back with my long-lost friend, Amy Babinchak. Hey, Amy, welcome back to the group.
I was long lost for 18 days, but I'm glad you missed me.
We missed you. We missed you for sure. Wait, we got a lot of exciting things to talk about today. We're going to start off with the question of the week, which was, your price is too high. How do you respond? That's a great one. And then we're going to talk about the MSP evolution and how things are changing and what we see evolving from 2026 and moving forward. We're going to talk about security concerns around USB sticks. We're going to give a quick recap on the Channel Partners Conference. And then we're going to talk about security awareness training for end users and who's responsible for that. So are you ready to get started?
I am ready. Let's do it.
All right, let's roll. So the question of the week is a great one. I love this question. Your price is too high. How do you respond? So what would you say in response to that, Amy?
This was my everyday. Like every time I met a new client, my price was too high.
Yep.
I think we were never the cheapest. We were probably also never the most expensive, but we were pretty near the top, I think.
Yeah.
Just from feedback I would get on those in those sales meetings. And my first thing is to start to talk about things that are they might think are out of the box for an MSP, like the non-standard stuff.
Yep.
You know, I think your knee-jerk reaction is to be like, well, this stuff costs money and I got to pay my people. And like, but no, think of it from their point of view. Like, well, you might have talked to other MSPs before and they, you know, there's a standard set of stuff that all us MSPs do.
Right.
But we go beyond that, blah, 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 right? Start talking about what your actual, man, we say this over and over again, what your actual, you know, your reason for being there is. Why are you unique? What's your unique selling proposition? This is that moment.
You're building value.
You're building the value. This is the moment when you trot that out and tell them about it.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. So I agree with you 100%. What I found is there's kind of two reasons why people would do that. And, I call them the horse traders. You know, one, most of the time they don't understand the value. Right. So you go back into your value proposition and go down that path. But I don't know, being asked this question for 30 years, what I would always say to people is like, hey, take a deep breath and just say, okay, thanks for bringing that up. I understand. But are you saying this because you don't understand the value proposition, you know, or are you saying this because you want a better deal? And in some cases, people are just trying to negotiate, I found. And, they're like, oh, well, I want a better deal. It's like, okay, well, compared to what? Is there another proposal you're looking at? Maybe we could go through that together. And, if you kind of can go down the right fork in that road, I think you'll have more success. But most of the time, I agree with you. They just didn't understand the value proposition and
they don't understand why you're different than the firm that they just talked to.
Right.
And that company gave them a lower quote. So you have to explain that. But you're right. There's that fork in the road. If it's the fork, if they're down the path of, well, we're only paying the guy now $50 a seat, you know, and we don't think we need anything more than that, then it's time for you to wrap up that meeting and get out the door.
Exactly.
Every person you meet is not your customer.
And you're not allowed to say fork off, right? You're not allowed to say that. Even though everybody wants to say that.
Although that was an awesome television show. I love that show.
those are two things. You could go down one of those two paths, and I think that would be helpful for you. something else that we saw out there that I thought was really interesting, and we keep hearing about AI and how it's changing the industry for 2026, but I'm seeing more and more of what I'm calling the MSP evolution. And there's a shift really towards becoming more of a managed intelligence provider, you know, an MIP instead of an MSP. You know, we're already offering, you know, virtual CISOs or virtual, you know.
We've got too many acronyms. Don't we have enough acronyms? I mean,
I know we
got to come up with some more new ones.
I know. Well, yeah, MIP. I mean, when I was little, that was minor in possession, you know, and I didn't get one, honest scout's honor, but I knew people that did. But yeah, another acronym to get introduced.
Man.
But, well, you know, it made me think, I mean, Amy, you're doing some great classes and great things in the channel of educating MSPs of monetizing AI, right? And I remember Carl Polachek did a great presentation at his kind of annual kickoff State of the Union about becoming that consultant again and in sharing your opinion and your value in telling people what they really need to do. Just don't go status quo and, you know, price things out and just kind of set it and forget it and move on. You know, customers are paying for our opinions, but this really stuck with me. And I just wanted to kind of share the importance of, you know, being that consultative salesperson, offer these unique values and integrate that into your messaging, I think is really important. And, you know, I just want to challenge MSPs, you know, where do you stand on that? You know, status quo is no longer. I mean, you need to evolve with the channel or you're going to get left behind. I think it's really important.
Yeah, this is one of those back to the future moments, right? When I started in this industry, we were consultants. We were going in, talking to the client, figuring out what they needed, build a solution, and then provide it to them.
Yeah.
You were probably doing the same thing, right?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
We didn't have this preset, here's what we're going to be doing for you idea. And the problem that we have in our industry now is that we've created a whole bunch of MSPs that are really just a break fix on a reoccurring pricing model.
Yep.
Right. They've got their set of tools, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but they've got their set of tools. They go out. This is what we do. You know, we monitor stuff. We fix stuff. You call us, you know, we respond. But that's not consulting. And what the AI is telling us and what the vendors are now telling us is that's going to become so automated. There won't be a business model in it anymore.
True.
So what we have to do is focus on that consultative solution set, right? What does the client need? Well, right now, the client needs to understand AI. They need to implement AI. They need to secure AI. These are not things that MSPs are bad at doing, but we've got a lot of people in the industry that haven't thought about their business that way before. They thought about transactional McDonald's stand highly standardized, and we're moving to a highly customized situation now.
One pattern I've seen consistently over the years is that experience alone doesn't automatically lead to better systems. A lot of MSP owners build their operations organically, one decision at a time, without ever stepping back to ask whether there's a cleaner, more intentional model available. That's how complexity piles up and stress becomes normal. IT Service Provider University exists to interrupt that pattern. It provides structured, practical education on how MSP businesses actually function, so owners can make deliberate choices instead of default ones. If that kind of reset would be useful, you'll find the full course catalog at itspu.com.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, I'm seeing more and more security concerns around USB sticks. And I think this is near and dear to a lot of people's hearts that are still using those. What have you heard about that?
Yeah, I really wanted to talk about this today because all this stuff is manufactured in China, and the hackers have infiltrated those manufacturing facilities. And the really interesting thing about it is, you know, one of the ways that we think of protecting ourselves, and we tell this to our clients, like, don't buy off brands, right? Buy from a safe place, buy from a legitimate manufacturer. Well, it turns out there aren't that many manufacturers of these things. The name brands that you might think of right away, most of them don't actually make USB keys. So if you see like Acer on a USB key, it's contraband. They don't make USB keys.
Interesting.
Right. You need to see names that of memory manufacturers like Kingston, for example. Right. Yep. They've got that iron scale one that they've had out there for years. The thing is, though, if you go to the store, you see them on the counter and they're super cheap and everybody picks one up because they're, you know, like $5, $10, maybe $15 for a bigger one. But the issue is the firmware is not encrypted. Mm. And if the firmware is not encrypted, the likelihood today of that actually having malware in it that you will not detect is extremely high. Mm. So everybody here, we talk MSPs about security. This is your chance. We need to go to the clients and say, we need to stop using these cheap USB keys. We got to purge them out. People that actually need USB keys to do their job. You and I were talking before the show started. I don't need a USB key to do my job. I don't use one. Yeah. The only time I use it is when I'm going to speak someplace and they might have a laptop that I have to plug into.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're probably using that as a backup, right?
Yeah, it is my backup, right? Otherwise, all my file sharing happens online today. So there's probably not that many people in each company that need a USB stick. Mm-hmm. But if they do, I've got four brands, or we'll have them in the show notes, that you can go and buy the ones that have the encrypted firmware on them. They're going to be $100 to $200 range for each of those. So, but this is your chance. We just talked about consultative selling, right? Hey, I've identified a security issue. I really think that you should take this seriously. Here's why. Lay this all out. Sell your clients a few USB sticks. This is not about, you're not going to make a fortune selling USB sticks, but the client's going to remember that you proactively came to them with something that they should be concerned about. And that's what we mean when we're talking about the industry moving more toward consulting selling.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, here's another interesting topic. Read this on an online group. Who is responsible for getting end users to take the security awareness training? Now, most MSPs have programs in place, but ultimately, where do you think the responsibility lies?
Well, you know, James, I saw this question in an online forum. And I was really alarmed because a CEO of one of the security training companies responded to it. Because the issue was, the MSP said, hey, one of my clients is firing me because they said that I didn't provide security training. But they did. It was in their package, right? The users just never took the security training.
Right.
Another vendor came in, another MSP came in and you know, used that as their value proposition, right? And user security training. And they went, oh, good, because we're not getting that from our current one. Hmm. The MSP said to them, well, yeah, I provided it. You just didn't use it. That's not my problem. And the CEO of the security training company agreed with the MSP. Hmm. You offered it as part of your package. If they didn't take it, that's their problem, not yours.
Hmm.
James, yep. I completely disagree with that. I don't know if you're with me on this.
Yeah, absolutely I am. But I mean, I can see both sides of the story, you know, and it sounds like they, and like one of those many tools that people buy that they don't really use very well. They just add it to their stack. They pay that vendor cost every month, but then they don't train the customers on how to use it, or they don't send the reports on who's using it or who isn't. It's a great thing to be talking about during your strategic business reviews, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, if you're providing something inside of your MSP package and your client isn't using it, then why are you providing it?
Right.
Right. I mean,
yeah, you're wasting money.
Wasting money. Yeah. The only thing that should be in there is stuff that's of value to your customer. Now, this was of value to his customer, but the MSP ignored it. All they did was say, oh, yeah, we provide that. Here it is. Checkbox. That's not cool. What you need to do is go forth and say, okay, we're providing the training. Customer, you need to appoint someone internally to be the champion of this, because we won't be able to do it on our own. Your staff isn't going to take us seriously.
Right.
Right. So you need support internally. And then send the reports, right? Who took the training? Who didn't take the training? Where are people at? All of these things that are in that package that you bought from your vendor, all that information's there. And then, yeah, James, in that quarterly meeting that you just managed, you can say, hey, here's your staff that is on board with your security plan. Here's your staff that doesn't care. We have to fix this problem, right? Yeah. That's a value proposition. That's why they pay us. They don't pay us to check the box and say, yeah, we bought some security we never used.
You know, what's funny to me is I have this conversation often with MSPs. And I said, what's the frequency of your strategic business reviews, right? No longer are we calling them quarterly business reviews or technology business reviews, you know, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's just a sales meeting. You're meeting with your customer and you're supposed to go over things. And a lot of times the response I get, Amy, is like, well, I don't have anything to talk to them about. So we don't meet. And I'm like, oh, you know, this is a perfect example of something that you need to be talking to them. You know, the importance of the security awareness training and give the reporting of who's doing it and who isn't. Like in this case, everybody's not. They're not doing it at all.
This episode, so far, we're not even done with the show yet. We just gave you two things to go and talk to your customer about. Exactly. Talk to them about those USB keys. Talk to them about their security awareness training.
Tales from the field.
You and I talk to MSPs all the time, and I got another crazy call this past week, and you're going to laugh, but it was another instance of somebody going in one-on-one to talk to another business that was hinting about buying them or merging, right? And they were going to go in and have that meeting, and I said, okay, great, good for you. You know, do you know what your business is worth? And they said, no.
Oh God!
And he said, "Why are you going in to talk to somebody about selling your business to them when you don't have any idea what your business is worth?
They're going to offer you a buck. How about you come to work for me? I'll pay you a buck for the clients."
I'd love to be a part of that conversation. Yeah, and I'm hearing more and more of that. And you know, just as a best practice, you know, I want to encourage you guys. There's so many great valuation experts out in the channel. There's online tools that you could go look at. But I encourage you to talk to a professional, get a valuation done on your business on a regular basis. So you know what you know, most businesses nowadays, most of you are worth more today than you think the business is worth. You know, I mean, actually market value is higher than what your expectations would be. I'm seeing more and more of that. So, anyway, right. By all means, please get a valuation.
Yeah. Hey, James, I'm going to thank you for the softball. I own a company that helps MSPs get ready to sell. And that doesn't have to be, you're not ready to sell tomorrow. Maybe you're ready to sell 3 years, 5 years from now. The Sell My MSP is about kind of what we just said, like knowing your stuff before you get hit with that day of, oh, somebody wants to talk to me about selling my business, or some life event happens and I need to sell my business now. Or, you know, you wake up one day and go, God, I got to retire.
Right.
You know, there's going to be that moment. There's a lot you should be doing before you get to that moment. And that's what Sell My MSP does. I also wrote a book. It's out. I haven't sent a link to anybody to actually buy it yet. So you guys are hearing about it first. It's called 20 Questions Every MSP Has About Selling Their Business. It talks about basically 20 things that you should be thinking about before you get to that day where that MSP who just called you is. It's about the prep. You can't just sell a business on a whim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That perfectly said. It's all about, you know, being prepared, you know, for that meeting, and it'll come up sooner than later. Come up sooner than later for sure. There was a good conference earlier this month, the Channel Partners Conference and Expo / co-branded MSP Summit. So it's kind of good to see that they're focusing more on the MSPs instead of telecom. It was called Velocity. I didn't make that conference. I know you didn't because you were traveling the world, but I heard good things about that conference. They were really focused on AI integration, strengthened cybersecurity, and evolving business models. And then they also were talking about price per seat as a strategy that's really coming back and more popular. But I saw a lot of social posts and a couple clients of mine made that conference, but I heard good things about that. So
I did too. Yeah. And it's they've been trying to make an MSP focus in that conference for quite a few years now. Looks like it's finally happening. And yep. I heard some really good stuff. I have been to it in the past. I thought it was a great conference. The what really impressed me is something I think they don't highlight as much is they have a huge vendor hall. I think the biggest one I've ever been to. Enormous vendor hall. And the cool thing about that is that this conference is attended a lot by the VPs, heads of different departments and things for those vendors. So if you go to a booth and you're really interested, you can find that person at the conference and connect. So it's an opportunity that exists at this conference that doesn't exist in a lot of other ones.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. There's some other fun conferences coming up as well. Reinvent Telcom's having a conference out in Scottsdale, Arizona, May 12th through the 14th. I'm going to be speaking at that conference on M&A. That'll be a fun conference. It's at that Talking Stick Resort and Casino in beautiful Scottsdale. And then a smaller event, the more intimate ones that Amy and I like, there's another mastermind roadshow event that's going to be July 30th and 31st.
You know what, James? I just thought of something else. I've been getting in the mail invitations to go out to eat with vendors. Take them up on that. If you're getting those things in the mail, and you should be, I just met with two vendors yesterday, and both of them told me that they're doing that. So, and these are vendors that they're giving up on the big conference thing. They're looking for those conversations. And they're like, I don't own an MSP anymore. They're like, we don't care. We need information. We want to develop relationships with people. Go to those. That's a fabulous opportunity. And you get a free steak dinner because they're almost always at a steakhouse.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I completely agree. There's a lot of the smaller MSPs are really, you know, the owner operators are so busy. They don't have time for the vendor stuff. It's like, yes, you do. That's really important. Until next time, we're signing out on the SMB Community Podcast.
Thank you for listening and or watching. Dave breaks down the IT news of the day on his show, The Business of Tech, with bonus content on the weekends.
Watching this on YouTube? Be sure to like and subscribe so you always know you've got our latest episode. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to use the contact form on the SMB Community Podcast webpage. That's smbcommunitypodcast.com. Or leave your comments on our YouTube episode page. Produced by Picture This Video. Part of the MSP Radio Network.